shores of Bell Pacifico, Bill Hendry.
He looks so mean and gruesome and evil, and this is not something that you want to as an American.
This president, I think, has exposed himself as a guy over and over and over
again. We are in 2009 at a time of record debt and deficit, and you won't
even...
Some
of the most patriotic people that we know of.
Thundercrack.
Yay!
All right, world-famous Phil Hendry Show every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast, 4 a.m. on the East Coast, our Friday night show. Kind of rounding out this week of frivolity and fireworks and craziness. This is the only news talk and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. So if you're interested in truth being your bitch as it is ours, this is your show. Oh, yes, this is your show. Every night, and sometimes twice a night, because we do an uncensored podcast even before we start the broadcast. If you missed our uncensored video cast, and you're missing it, man, because I went off on the Canadian Football League and a whole bunch of other crap. Actually went off on people that were opposing, are opposing, or you know, not everybody that's opposing the healthcare plan, but people that are opposing the healthcare plan with the same argument that has already been blown up, like one of those hotels in Vegas, man. You know, you can't keep coming back with the same argument and getting the same treatment. Basically, your argument's getting blown to bits, and then you come back with the same argument, it gets blown to bits again, come back with the same argument. At some point, something's going to happen. And one of two things happens. Either you are isolated, and when I say you, I mean whoever this guy is that's making these redundant arguments about, for instance, Obama's in single payer. Oh, for God's sake, how many times we got to go through this process with you? Or people finally give up and they start believing these guys. Anyway, we were talking about that in the... But the whole point of that was just to tell you that the... Uncensored video cast is on our website, philhenryshow.com. It is live. It is streaming video. We do it just minutes before we start the show. We do it for the people that are there at our website who are our backstage pass holders. We'd be happy to do it for you. Just head over there and figure out what's going on, right? And become a part of the whole thing. Tonight, we have a couple of interesting stories for you that are ancillary to the national debate on healthcare. There's other things going on with these clowns, apparently. I use that word advisedly. That's a scientific term. The air traffic controllers that were at the air traffic controls when this helicopter and this plane hit over the Hudson, we got Obama. He was doing some stuff in Montana, I think it was. He was talking to folks there about the health care plan. We wanted to start off, though, with a story unique to our show, really. It's kind of what the show's about, and that is what's going on, you know, what's really happening here. And here is an example. Now, you know that I have gone after Republicans with equal vim and vigor as I have Democrats, because on this show we don't have any ideology that anybody in this country seems to be subscribing to. Ours is just a purely American point of view, and that is whatever works, works. What's the truth? And the rest of it, man, you can stick in a trash compactor for all we care. And if somebody's a Democrat or a Republican, that means about as much to me as if they said that they just had a haircut. What difference does that make? It doesn't tell me one damn thing about what you believe. Not one. I'm a conservative. I don't give a crap what you tell me what you are. I want to hear what it is that you believe. Don't tell me what you are. It doesn't make any difference. All that, see, that's out the window now, baby. All that stuff, man, that's just, you might as well go into the hen coop and get some eggs and sell them down at the corner to get yourself a bus ticket out to see the Rose Parade for all that's worth. I don't care. What do you believe? All right. Nancy Pelosi, who... And I've studied this woman, believe me. I've looked at her and I've listened to her. I know she's a committed Democrat, which means she is a committed ideologue in terms of, and it's not all bad. She's committed to the idea that government is always the preferable resource, shall we say? Not preferable, but the government should always be vigilant, always there in case somebody's getting screwed, as opposed to what I think would be a more balanced point of view, and that is the following. The government should be there in case somebody's getting screwed because the times that we're living in, there's a lot of people getting screwed, see? You may think that every day, in every way, in every walk of life, people are getting screwed over so bad that the government's always got to be there. I don't believe that. I know people are getting screwed over. I don't know whose fault it is every day. It might be the fault of the guy who's taking it up the giggy with a Wawa brush, man. It might be that guy who's taking the broom handle, or it might be somebody else. We'll figure it out. Nancy Pelosi, though, tends to believe in the old school Democratic Party principle, which is the government needs to be monitoring very carefully each and every par second in case someone's taking a broom handle, man, dry. Now,
man, you're getting in trouble with that. The after gigging a Wawa brush, I can let that go. I can even let go of broom handle. But when you say dry...
Will you just let me do the show?
You got a point, though.
Oh, does he have a point? Well, guess what? No, he don't. Anyway, the reason why I'm talking about Pelosi is she gives me the creeps only because I don't think she's an honest person. I think that she's political in the worst possible way, and that is say anything at any time. And we now have caught her in one of those moments. We've caught her before, of course, the argument about whether or not she'd been briefed by the CIA. That was effectively muddied, shall we say. There was an effective smokescreen set up on that particular day with regard to that particular issue by questions concerning who did the briefing, was she there or not, was the Gang of Four, as they say, were they really briefed, or was it a staff member? And so people just got so tired and confused by that they decided to go to sleep. However, it is my personal belief that she's not an honest person when it comes to her political power, shall we say, her political position. Now, as you know, she said that people were un-American when they protested vociferously and in a rather clamorous fashion the Obama health care proposal. She said it was an un-American thing. Her and that guy whose name I will never remember, either it's Steny Hoyer or Rennie Stoyer or Ren and Stimpy. I don't know what this guy's name. He should change his name to Ren and Stimpy.
Yeah, people remember that on account of the cartoon.
Well, he ain't going to do it, but... And these two people, they wrote this article, you know, for the USA Today saying that these people, these protesters were un-American because they're so loud and because they're so aggressive and because they're so this, that, and something else. Now, what we have here is House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, who turned the health care debate up a notch on Monday, as you know, co-authoring a column with the USA Today, but she's not always held that option of disruptive that opinion, I should say, of disruptive demonstrators. In January of 06, who was president then? You got it, Bush. In January of 2006, Pelosi held a town hall in San Francisco to discuss the war in Iraq and to defend her reasons for not wanting to, quote, immediately cut funding for those troops already in Iraq, end of quote. While she was making her case to keep funding, the San Francisco Chronicle reported about 40 protesters marched to the front of the stage. They faced the crowd, waving peace signs and a pink banner. I wonder who that was.
Probably that pink person. What is it called, Pink Lady?
No, it's called, what is it called, Robert?
It's called Cold Pink.
Cole Pink.
Not Cole Pink. Code Pink.
Who is Cole Pink?
There's no Cole Pink.
Not Cole Pink, you dumbass. Code Pink.
Code Pink. Anyway, they faced the crowd waving signs and a pink banner saying, Nancy, stop funding the war. Hecklers in the audience chanted, no more money for war. The crowd also called for President Bush's impeachment. Far from calling the protesters un-American, Pelosi said she appreciated those disruptors. She said she's a disruptor. Now, is this a big deal? It's not a big deal in the overall. It's not a big deal because nobody's getting hurt. It's not a bad law that's been passed. It's not a bad political position or philosophical position. What it is, though, is an example of old school politics. I mean, there are things you can misinterpret, folks, and there are things that we as voters and we as members of the electorate get wrong. And I mean, we get more wrong than we are willing to admit. When it comes to admitting you're wrong, voters are at the bottom of the list when it comes to guts on that particular little ladder of you know, that little hierarchy. You know, politicians are probably more likely to admit that they're wrong about something than a voter is. However, Pelosi, she ain't one of them, man. Now, here she is. In 2006, Nancy Pelosi told an audience shouting and disrupting her town hall event on the Iraq war that she was a fan of theirs.
Let me close with this on the Democrats and how we see ourselves and how I hope you're hopeful. When Franklin Roosevelt died, and I draw great inspiration from him because he was a disruptor, and I'm a fan of disruptors, people who make change.
All right, now that was a short clip that the Naked Emperor News, which is a far-right news site, spliced two separate comments from the meeting into that short 18-second clip. Here is a longer clip of that meeting.
So I thank all of you who have spoken out for your courage, your point of view, all of it, your advocacy is very American and very important. No, I appreciate that you as advocates can say that.
Ladies and gentlemen, please, let's not dissolve into a shouting match here.
That's okay.
No, it's fine. It's totally fine. It's okay. All right, and then finally, here is Pelosi warning not to call into question one's patriotism.
So let's not question each other's patriotism when we have this very honest debate that our country expects and deserves.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's Nancy Pelosi in all of her glory, talking about patriotism, talking about disruptors, and yet just earlier this week she said that those people were un-American. Is it a really huge deal? Only to the extent that it further discredits somebody who I think has been bad for the country, far worse than George Bush, far worse than the hallucinations and fantasies about Karl Rove or Dick Cheney, far worse than, well, let's see, who's really bad for the country that's a Republican? Sarah Palin. Far worse than, anybody on the far right that was running their big fat yap during the last 8 years, and especially during this health care debate. Even the guys that are opposed to the Michelle Bachmann. Now, there's a big mouth, if ever I heard one. She's a Republican, and I don't even think she's living in the world that we know. I think, honest to God, I think she's living in some parallel dimension. Even Pelosi's worse than hers because Bachmann's, she's harmless. She's just standing up there sounding like an imbecile, and, you know, who's listening? Maybe somebody who cares. No one knows. Pelosi, she's the Speaker of the House. She's a big phony baloney. Come on. And that's coming from a guy here. I got no use for the Republicans anymore than I got use for Democrats. This is, I'm trying to tell you what this radio show is about. Do I favor Obama's health care plan? You better believe it. Do I think Pelosi is a spokesperson for it? Only if you want Yul Brynner as a spokesperson for cigarettes. The guy died with his lungs rotting out of his chest. You know, only if you want Kitty Dukakis doing an ad for Jim Beam, maybe then, but no, not Pelosi. I don't think this is an intelligent choice. I don't think she's an intelligent choice to be selling newspapers on the corner. Now, that's pretty obvious right there, what you just heard, and you're not going to hear this on any other radio show. By the way, as I say what I'm saying, I want you to know one other thing. Andrew Breitbart and his website Breitbart, or not so Breitbart as we've been calling it, and Naked Emperor News, they couldn't just take the raw audio and let it speak for itself. They had to fool around with it. Naked Emperor took a couple of clips and spliced them together. Breitbart's been playing it fast and loose. The source of this audio in this video is the Naked Emperor News, which makes these glaring factual mistakes. And we will tell you what those are. Number one, the video on this town hall event was posted today by conservative video news site Naked Emperor News, though not without their own inaccuracies. The video labels the town hall of Pelosi as January 17, 2006, but the content of the video matched the details of an event that, according to the San Francisco Chronicle, actually occurred on January 14, 2006. Now, that doesn't sound like a huge factual error, but in the world of news reporting, it's enormous. It's enormous. If you can't say the what, when, where, how, and why, and all of those questions journalists ask, then you ain't a journalist. Naked Emperor News. Yeah, I'll bet they're naked. All right. Coming up, President Obama denounces the media, emphasizing town hall protests. 877-876 is the number here in the Phil Henry Show. As we continue to expose and to strip off the loincloth of and pull the pants down of all of this stuff, baby. And don't forget, you can Twitter at twitter.com/RealPhilHenry. Bobby Dooley has her own Twitter at twitter.com/Bobby Dooley. The full number, sorry, bud.
Yeah, you never give it out.
877-876-PHIL. 877-876-PHIL. World famous Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry.
All right, 877-876-PHIL. So what we started the show here tonight with an example of a I think it's pretty glaring. I wouldn't call it hypocrisy. Hypocrisy to me is a knowing misstatement. Hypocrisy to me is saying you believe one thing and behaving another way, and you know full damn well what you're doing. In the case of a Nancy Pelosi or other hypocrites that we've seen in our lifetimes and read about in history, I don't attribute to her blatant dishonesty. I think she just, like a lot of people who are in the communication business. If you think about politicians as people that are in the communication business, because that's a big part of what they do, you're in the moment. You know, you're in the moment. You just, oh, this is what I should say here. And here's another moment here. I better say this here. And here's another moment here. And I better say this here. It's only the truly great among us who are in the communication business or in the business of leading people by way of communicating ideas that are really consistent, you know, and they remember what they say from one day to the next. When you rely on flimsy arguments to support your particular point of view, when you rely on a flimsy, when you're standing on scaffolding that is rotted and is going to go out from underneath you, you know, at any minute, and you got to turn into Beyonce, man, you know, Beyonce and off the steps down to stage, down to audience level, and you really, that's all you got, then you might as well just pack it up and go home and let somebody else take your place. If you want to argue in favor of the health care plan, argue in favor of the health care plan. If you start getting off into how un-American people are, then you better remember some of the stuff that you were spewing not too long ago in the case of Pelosi. In this op-ed piece, now some people may think that I'm hitting this a little hard. This stuff pisses me off just as much as Breitbart pisses me off. When he puts up this garbage about Obama yesterday encouraging a paramilitary force. Do you understand, folks? It's got nothing to do with ideology. It's got to do with what is true and what isn't. Who's telling the truth and who isn't? By God, you know what? I'll stand with anybody who says, I want to know what's happening. I don't give a damn. If the guy who's wearing the white hat happens to be a liberal this week or a conservative next week, I'll stand with that guy if that's the idea that's going to move this country forward. If Obama didn't say anything about a paramilitary force, which he didn't, then what is Andrew Breitbart, who's a lightweight, if ever I saw one? This is a guy that does a great website. Beyond that, he couldn't talk his way out of a wet paper sack. And what he's doing is a guest on talk shows. If I see that guy on CNN, let me tell you something, CNN. You don't want any radio talk show hosts on your TV shows these days because we're all a bunch of dimwits, which I agree with, by the way. If I were you, I'd think twice about sticking this guy Breitbart up there. This guy's a lightweight from way back. And he's got this video clip that he says shows Obama saying that there's going to be a secret police force or something made up of volunteer citizens, and he's promoting garbage that I hope and pray to God he knows is garbage, because if he doesn't, we're in big trouble. This guy actually believes the stuff he's putting up there. I don't know if there are enough antidepressants and psychotic medicine in the world to cure the guy. So, and there's a cat who is on the opposite side of the fence from Pelosi. So I'm just trying to tell you, let's get all of these people out of our lives so we know what's happening. So you got Pelosi here. It is now evident that an ugly campaign is underway, not merely to misrepresent the health insurance reform legislation, but to disrupt public meetings and prevent members of Congress and constituents from conducting a civil dialogue. These tactics have included hanging an effigy, one Democratic member of Congress in Maryland, protesters holding a sign displaying a tombstone with the name of another congressman, yada, 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 and she's all upset and she's all pissed off. And every last one of these tactics that she's talking about, these tactics were used by Pelosi and her supporters, maybe not by her specifically, but people that she said, no, 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 no. Let them talk. Used by individuals during the Bush years opposing President Bush and the Iraq war. Now, what do we get down to there? We get down to what is the issue? People who oppose the war in Iraq will tell you with their chests puffed out and their thumbs in their suspenders, yes, but that was a war, don't you understand? And there are others that will tell you with their fingers in their you-know-what, saying that this is the health care bill, this is trillions of dollars in the future of Americans. So you get down to this. You get down to, yeah, you're right, I'm using the same tactics that they did, but I'm right, they're wrong. That's what that guy said to me, that clown from New York City, that congressman, or whatever the hell he was, that councilman, when he was saying to me perception is the reality, and I said, you know, back in 1965, the perception was that black people shouldn't vote, and he said, well, they were wrong then. I see. And maybe you're right. Maybe you're right. But I'll tell you this. While I believe that everybody's entitled to their opinion, and I believe that everybody's entitled to say what they want to say in America, internationally, you might have an argument to make. For instance, would anybody say that the Islamic Republic of Iran is somehow superior to America's democracy? I say it would be a stupid thing to say, and I'll tell you why. The proof is in the pudding. We can see. We can compare the two societies We know what's going on over there. We know what's going on over here. And I reject the argument of people who would say, well, you see, women need to be put in bags over there because they don't know any. No, I reject that outright. But you see, we've had an airing of the viewpoint, haven't we? There's their country, here's ours. They suck, we don't. Thank you and good night. Here in America, however, it's different because we are a free society of free-thinking people, and it goes much, much deeper than that. Here in America, we have to consistently give equal weight to each side until they discredit themselves or their ideas. All right, we'll be back with more on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, 877-876-PHIL.
Phil Hendry. Truth is our bitch. The Phil Hendry Show.
Our number is 877-876-PHIL. 877-876-PHIL. The Phil Hendry Show. The only news talk and it's called something.
Entertainment.
That's right. Entertainment show that knows what it's talking. Thank you, bud. Entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. It may not talk too good, but our heart's in the right place. At least it was before it went on the air. And also, of course, truth is our bitch on the show, so... the ideology here is America and truth, baby. Truth, justice, and the Superman way. That's our thing.
Yeah.
We got to bring that back, man. That and Kellogg's Corn Flakes, man. All right, 877-876-PHIL. So coming up, a couple of broadcast examples for you. There's a little bit of broadcasting news. We have the FCC or something going on with them, man. And anytime the FCC's in the news, it ain't good. Believe you me when I tell you it ain't good. We also have a congressman going at Lawrence O'Donnell of MSNBC. He sounded like a dumbass. And Glenn Beck is apparently losing advertisers because he said Obama is a racist. All right, let's find out about that. Let's first go to a phone call here in Louisville, Kentucky. This is Greg. Greg, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. What's on your mind tonight, Greg?
Hey, Phil, it's the first time I've caught your show. You're new to our area out here, and I agree with you.
Yes, sir.
Some things from the
glad to be there.
I've heard on you, but you were talking about Obama, the paramilitary deal. I know when Obama was campaigning for president, and the sound clips have been regurgitated on a lot of the talk shows. He talks about a civilian defense force that is as well funded as the military.
You didn't hear the whole speech, sir. You didn't hear it. You just didn't hear it. You heard the clip that the man wanted you to hear. Do you want to hear what the man wants you to hear, or do you want to hear the truth? Do you want to hear what the man is feeding you? Do you want to hear what the man is feeding you, or do you want to know what the truth is? Which is it?
I want to know what the truth is.
Here is the truth. Obama was talking in a speech about not about a security force with guns or police powers. He was talking, he had mentioned the Peace Corps, the USA Freedom Corps, which had been started by President Bush, and about increasing the number of trained foreign service officers around the world in our embassies so that we had defense, not just with guns and bombs, but defense in terms of the goodwill of the American people, the work that we can do behind the scenes as a peaceful people, the work we can do as diplomats. He was talking about defending the country on a new sort of platform. Defense of the country is a lot of different things. It's guns, it's bombs, it's missiles, it's soldiers, yes. It's also our great reputation and the great work that we do as a people. That's what he was talking about. Now, the clip that you heard, I've heard it over and over and over again. I also heard the speech, and as soon as I heard Breitbart regurgitated and all these other fools, I knew what they were doing. Now, either Andrew Breitbart's stupid, which I think he is, to be perfectly honest, or he just doesn't have the facts, or he doesn't want to know what the facts are. On this radio show, and you can believe anything you want, Greg, on this radio show, I just want the facts, baby. And if Pelosi is a douchebag, she's a douchebag. If Andrew Breitbart's an imbecile, if Obama said something that he didn't say, if he did say something he didn't say, I want to know what it is. Don't you?
Oh, yes, of course. I want to know
that everything. I just told you.
Okay, well, I mean, it didn't sound like it to me. Why would you use the word civilian defense force? You know,
I just told you he was saying that he wants to defend the country in ways other than just with military. There are ways of defending this country that don't involve bullets and guns and police. Maybe he used a concept that was difficult to understand, but do you grasp essentially what he was trying to say?
I grasp
that the country can be defended. Well, I'm telling you what he said. This was in the speech.
Well, I was glued to the set. I became enthralled with politics. After
you didn't hear that speech. No, no, you didn't hear the speech.
I watched everything he made.
No, you didn't.
I don't
have
a photographic memory, so maybe I left a piece out, to be honest with you.
Yes, you did, sir. Yes, you did. And the danger is that if we're sort of on the fence and along comes somebody on TV, and these guys understand, I don't bear them any ill will. I mean, they're just trying to make a living. They don't really care whether you're misinformed or not. You know, CNN and Fox, they don't care whether you walk away more confused than you were when you started watching them. They just want to make sure you're watching. They don't care if you go outside and slit your wrists and start barking at the moon as long as you're watching them. They have no interest in whether you're informed or not. You understand that, right?
Oh, yeah, I agree with that totally.
Okay, so you and I, Greg, we have to go out and we got to, you know, the truth doesn't fall into our laps. We've got to go out and sift through all the garbage and find out where the facts are, almost like a cop. Where's the evidence? Where's the evidence? Let's look at it. You know, we got to be forensic now with our news. Maybe what we'll do is start, you and me, we can start a forensic news site. That'd be cool, wouldn't it? That's a moneymaker, man. We can start a forensic news site. If you want to know what the truth is, go to Phil and Greg because they'll dig it up and all the other horse dung is, you know. All right, man. Thanks for your call, Greg. I appreciate it very much. Good man. 877-876-PHIL. Congressman tells O'Donnell, you're illustrating why MSNBC's viewership is in the tank. Now, a lot of people might have seen this. Maybe you didn't. I didn't. And I'm happy that we have just a couple of clips here from this MSNBC interview between Lawrence O'Donnell and a congressman by the name of John Culberson from Texas. Now, this is indicative of the kind of debating that's going on around this health care bill. Here's a guy, O'Donnell, that I should be agreeing with because I agree with the president's health care plan. But O'Donnell, because he couldn't argue his way or debate his way out of a flimsy paper napkin, he decides to go after Culberson based upon this. Well, if you agree with Medicare, then you'd agree with the national health plan. But you see, you don't agree with Medicare, but you do agree with Medicare. You're telling me you don't. He's saying that you, Culberson, you like Medicare, and yet you don't like the National Health Care Plan. That's a lie. You're a liar. So Culberson got the moral high ground right off the bat here. Now, O'Donnell is filling in for Chris Matthews, which is probably a break, but interviewing Republican Congressman John Culberson, I mean, you know, you've either got it's the funny thing about these guys, you know, and it's a funny thing about fill-in hosts, because there's two things that people have to understand. When a guy comes in to fill in on a show, right, he's supposed to just carry on the value of the show for the host. He's not supposed to create his own show. But half of these guys don't know that. They're trying to get themselves a gig. Now, he is filling in for a guy that said,
you brought a loaded gun. Was your gun loaded today?
Okay, so that's not really that hard to fill in for a guy like that. But nonetheless, here is Lawrence O'Donnell and John Culberson. And they were debating claims from some Republicans that President Obama's health care plan is socialist. O'Donnell repeatedly pressed Culberson if he would denounce Social Security and Medicare for being socialist. I've tried that myself, by the way. I've taken that tack in different discussions. It don't work. Why? Nobody knows what the hell it is you're talking about. I mean, I've said over and over again, you got Republicans in Congress who would rather cut off their own genitals than not support Social Security and Medicare. Not because it would lose them votes, but because they think it's a good idea. Badly executed. Lawrence O'Donnell calls Representative Culberson here a liar.
We are in 2009 at a time of record debt and deficit, and you won't even permit the people you interview who are, I'm here in good faith and earnestness to offer and talk to you and your listeners about the fiscal conservatives in Congress who are working hard to lay out alternatives to control costs, to stop fraud, and to protect the patient-doctor relationship.
You lie to America about the evil of government health care because you people, not one,
Lawrence, you don't know
not
who
one
I
of
am.
You liars about government health care is willing to repeal Medicare.
Bozo.
To stand up and be consistent and say, I hate government-run health care, so I want to repeal Medicare. Instead, you go out and lie to Medicare recipients that you're on their side, and then you tell everyone else government-run health care is evil.
Lawrence,
and
I suggest
that,
you don't, you
is
don't,
an
Lawrence,
evil
you don't know
lie
the first
that you guys perpetrate every day.
Hey, MSNBC, you were better off with...
You brought a loaded gun. Was your gun loaded today?
Now, here they are with Culberson saying MSNBC has no audience, and he's right.
Lawrence,
every
do you wonder why nobody watches MSNBC?
Our time with that.
It's unbelievable. Lawrence, do you wonder why nobody watches MSNBC? You
we
argue with me.
Watching.
You don't know who I am. You call me a liar on national television.
Yeah.
It's objectionable. It's
you
offensive.
Lie about
I have never... never, you know what, Lawrence?
On
you have never interviewed
okay
me, buddy.
People over 65,
you know who I am, Lawrence.
And then you lie and pretend it's an evil for other people.
Lawrence, I can tell you that my constituents are very happy with me. I just had a town hall meeting last week. It was a great success. It was very uplifting and energizing because we're on the same page, Lawrence. We don't want the government or anybody else between me and my doctor.
Lawrence O'Donnell.
Just call him Gump.
Now, here's a guy filling in for Chris. You brought a loaded gun to a rally. Was it loaded? I'm not sure. Matthews. And this is his weak-ass argument. Now, again, I agree with O'Donnell on the need for a national health care plan. I agree with him. But why I wouldn't sit down and have a drink with him or be seen in the same restaurant with a guy because he'd be embarrassing to be around is because this is his argument. If you support Medicare, then you are lying because you don't support the national health care, but you support Medicare. These are two concepts, one of which is 40-plus years old. The other is relatively new. There's Medicare, and then there's a whole national health care plan which seeks to, frankly, put Medicare and those kinds of programs out of business eventually. Medicare is a national form of health support, but it is not a national health care plan. It's just a weak way of going about the argument there, Lawrence. You're probably a nice guy, but try Larry for starters, man. Jesus.
Yeah, I was going to say Lawrence. Only steers and queers are named Lawrence.
You shut up and quit quoting every day with you in Full Metal Jacket.
That's a pretty good movie, though.
It might be a good movie. It got nothing to do with this, okay? So thank you very much, Lawrence.
Just call him Gump.
Now then, go to another phone call. We have a break to take, and we'll take our break. And, boy, I need a break. Here is Carl in Boston. Carl, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. What's on your mind?
Well, I'll just call and disagree with you, I guess. I don't feel it. You know, Obama's on the right track, or Pelosi's on the right track, or, you know, it's
everybody's off the track, huh?
Well, I mean, in a lot of ways,
yeah,
that's
okay.
You know, yes, I mean, you know,
yeah,
it's yeah. There's issues mm-hmm. that need to be addressed, and
right. Anything in particular?
I'm sorry?
Anything in particular? I mean, did you want to discuss anything in particular that...
Well, just
off, you know.
The bill in general. I mean, it's, you know.
The whole thing sucks, huh?
Well, I mean, in a nutshell, Phil, yes, I feel it does, because I don't think that it's going to be the best thing for the country.
If in one word you could articulate your fear in one word, does it seem too European to you? Does it seem socialist to you? Does it seem un-American to you? It seems too big and unwieldy. It's impossible. Are you thinking it's just impossible to do they're proposing?
I'm trying to look for the word now, Phil. If you can give me one second.
Okay.
It's,
go ahead.
Maybe.
It's not.
Just call him Gump.
It's not that, is it?
What was the word?
Nothing. All right.
Well, no, your screen had a word there. He said I thought I heard him say something. No?
Was it a-hole? No, he said Gump. What I'm getting at here is that if I believe that I understand, I think you represent a lot of people, Carl. That's what I'm trying to say to you. I think you do represent a lot of people who are uncomfortable, but they can't quite put their finger on it. And so I've been trying in the last few days, not just on the air, but, you know, just with friends and people that I talk to, and say, now, what is the thing? And even on the air, I've said, is it too European? There's a thing about Americans, you know, anything that looks real European, we withdraw from it because our nature, the very roots of this country are founded in the New World, and anything over there it just blows.
Well, how about like now? I was listening to Curtis Lewa on another station, you know, when they were talking about Michael Vick and the whole dog thing, the whole dog issue.
Yeah.
Right? I mean,
okay.
Maybe I can equate it to that. Where, you know, like me myself, I have two beagles, 12-year-old beagle and a 4-year-old beagle. I love them.
Yeah.
You know, love them to death. And it's like, well, people are telling me that I'm crazy. It's like, you know.
Why would people tell you you're crazy? You like dogs.
Well, because I love dogs, and a lot of people are embracing Michael Vick. So I'm saying that it's that healthcare is like.
I tell you, you think about it, give me a call back. It's great talking to you. What in the hell, bud?
Well, he seemed like he had a good point on account of what I was saying to him, but then later on it unraveled. Just came all apart.
All right, 877-877, no kidding. All right, coming up, 877-876-PHIL. Why don't you write the whole number down and then I'd say it?
Oh.
877-876-PHIL. Now, coming up, sponsors are bailing out on Glenn Beck. I'm sure they'll come back, Glenn. Don't panic. Sponsors are bailing out on Glenn because he called Obama a racist. And maybe it's because Glenn's a sweet guy, he's a nice guy, he's a talented guy. He doesn't really know what it is he's talking about, but then, eh. 877-876-PHIL, the only news, talk, and entertainment show where truth is our bitch. The Phil Henry Show. We'll be right back.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Henry Show.
Yeah, David.
Yeah, I didn't mean to jump in the middle of the program here, but I got a call from Bud. He said that you've got a segment coming up here that we wanted to talk a little bit about, and I'm sure your listeners will understand, Bill. The story there about the dog fighting, and the story about the guy, whoever called him a racist, which guy?
Oh, you mean Michael Vick?
Right.
And Glenn Beck.
Right. I think that's great. Put the two of them together.
Why?
Because I told Mr. Hall, Vic and Vec.
What do you mean, Vic and Vec?
Well, who's the guy that first started? What I'm trying to say, Phil, I don't mean to take up your time.
Well, we don't have a lot of time.
All right, well, I'm sorry. Start out with the guy, with the dog fighting guy, Glenn Beck. And then go to
the dog fighting guy.
You're stuttering.
Yeah, take it easy. Relax.
You're stuttering. Go.
I'm trying to tell you something, okay?
You're in a hurry. Here, just calm down.
Shut up, Button. Let me talk to the guy. The dog fighting guy.
Yeah, the Glenn Beck.
Glenn? What? Did we lose him? Good. I'm glad we did. What do you mean, Glenn Beck?
That's the dog fight guy, right?
No, Glenn Beck is the cat on the TV. Michael Vick is the guy who had the dogs.
My understanding, it's Glenn Beck. No, you're right. It's Michael Beck and Glenn Beck.
I'm going to punch you.
Oh!
I'm going to belt you, man. I'm going to hit you so hard, Jack, that you'll have to call yourself collect into yesterday to retrieve your brain. How about that?
What are you talking about, man?
Huh? What does that mean?
Glenn Beck loses some sponsors. Just get out of here. Glenn Beck loses some sponsors after an why don't we talk about the dogfight guy, Glenn Beck?
That's what I thought.
Well, you know what, man? You and a million other people, you know, we're going to get ourselves burned to the ground just in the stuff we think. Figure it out, man. Glenn Beck loses some sponsors after an Obama remark. About a dozen companies have withdrawn their commercials from Glenn Beck. This is from the New York Times. And so, again, I always tell you, look at the source. New York Times is a source that is a liberal source. I'm not disputing what they're saying is true. I just want you to know that they may be, you know, spinning this thing in a manner that is perhaps a lot worse than it is, okay? First of all, you have to ask, well, what kind of sponsors are they? So about a dozen companies have withdrawn their commercials from Glenn Beck, the Fox News Channel program, after Beck said last month that President Obama was racist with a deep-seated hatred for white people or the white culture. The companies that have moved their ads elsewhere in recent days included ConAgra, Geico, Procter & Gamble, and the insurance company Progressive. Now, I don't know. Procter & Gamble, that's some pretty serious money. ConAgra, I don't know. Geico, to be honest with you, in other words, what I'm trying to think of here is what's the real big dollar sponsor? Progressive Insurance, I know that they spend a lot of money on television. Let's listen to what Beck said. And, of course, the thing that I found most sort of embarrassing for Glenn was that he said that Obama hated white people, and then he said he never said that Obama hated white. Anyway, listen to it.
This president, I think, has exposed himself as a guy over and over and over again who has a deep-seated hatred for white people or the white culture. I don't know what it is.
You can't say he doesn't like white people. David Axelrod's white. Rahm Emanuel's his chief of staff are white. I think 70% of the people that we see every day are white. Robert Gibbs is white.
I'm not saying that he doesn't like white people.
Oh, he just hates them.
He has a problem.
Huh?
He has a... This guy is, I believe... A racist.
All right, so that, maybe they're withdrawing their sponsoring because Glenn's voice cracked there at the end, and they didn't think he'd reach puberty, and they're not going to advertise on a show that's hosted by a 10-year-old. I don't know what it is. Geico, by the way, is a sponsor of this program, so I'm not trying to – I'm not saying anything other than I wonder how much money they – what I'm saying is how much money are they spending on his show as opposed to other shows? Is it a significant loss of revenue for the show? You have to ask yourself that. And if a cat has lost, what is it, a dozen companies or a dozen sponsors, how many more does that leave? And how many people are waiting in line to jump into those empty slots? That's another question. And I will guarantee you this, there's probably a lot, man.
I love Geico. That's how I got all my insurance over there, every bit of it, all the insurance I have.
All the insurance, your auto insurance?
Yeah.
And your homeowner's insurance?
I don't own a home.
And your rental insurance?
No, I don't rent.
You don't rent, you don't own a home?
I told you, I live at my aunt's.
Oh, you're living with your aunt, I forgot. All right, so anyway, that's the story. And in a statement that echoed the comments of other companies, ConAgra said on Thursday that we are firmly committed to diversity and we would like to prevent the potential perception that advertising during this program was an endorsement of the viewpoint shared. These people are all about making money. They're all about getting their product out there. They're not about ready to take a stand and say we will fall or stand with Glenn Beck because we really believe. They're just like, what do you know, I don't need this headache, so they're gone, right? It's happened to me. It is a very controversial area to be sponsoring in, to be advertising in, talk television, talk radio. Now, as far as what Glenn said, it was, well, let me put it this way. Glenn is making a lot of money, and he doesn't have to know what it is he's talking about to be successful. We'll be right back on the Phil Hendry Show. Coming up, Costco pulls the African-American doll named Little
Phil
Monkey.
Hendry.
Boo! You're kidding.